This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1918. I say you listen today, how to confidently make suggestions in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you have life experience, you have opinions. Today, find out how to present your suggestions in English about what should be done in a way that is both firm and friendly.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, Michelle. How's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good, good. You know what? I say we aim for 2 episodes and then take a break. What do you think?
That sounds just about right, Michelle.
Okay, good.
What did you say? What did you say? Well, you said what?
I said, which is weird because why do I need to say I say when I'm saying it?
You're already saying it. What's the point? Yeah. I mean, this is great. Weird. Yeah.
Guys, we're going to talk about this unique structure to state your opinion in like kind of a very confident way, I think. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Lindsay?
I would say it does add confidence. It's genuine. It's wholehearted. It's not hiding. It's not hedging. It is straightforward. And there's something we've said on this show. There's something really, like I said, genuine and good about just being straightforward, just saying what you suggest, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we're going to talk about this today. Guys, we want to remind you to hit follow on All Ears English because we don't want you to miss anything.
Yeah, exactly. Hit follow. Hit that follow button, guys. And also make sure you go over and check out our Business English podcast. It's a brand new show, just launched a few months ago. And those episodes are hand curated for you.
Yes.
Just
yeah.
Ones that are business related. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. I love them. I love having this specific podcast for business. It's great.
Yeah, it's so good. All right. So let's get back to the teaching today for our listeners. Where do we start today?
So, again, this is just a unique structure. So it's funny because it sounds redundant. I say, why would I say I'm saying it? You know I'm saying it. What are we doing?
Yes.
But this is just like a way to say, I think we should, or let's do this. Right.
Or more formally, I suggest, but that's a little too formal in a way, I think. And I'm sure we'll have some alternatives later. But yeah, it's a way of saying, this is what I think we should do. Right. This is my suggestion. You know, let's.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you know what? The reason that I came up with this episode was because I used this construction with my husband and it kind of like was like, whoa, what did I? That's interesting. Talk about something with my son. Like, I think I said, I say we do 7 p.m. bedtime.
Yeah, I like that we're talking about this today for our listeners, because this could be in the top 25 of the most useful and commonly used phrases. I say it all the time, too. I say we do this. I say we go for this, right? Yes.
Right. So, well, does it sound bossy if I say to my husband, I say we do 7 p.m. bedtime? Does it sound like bossy or like, what does it sound like to you?
I think it strikes a nice balance between being firm of what you think we should do And, you know, it's not bossy. It's not, you know, there's different language you could use if you want to be bossy, quote unquote, right? We have to do this, or, you know, this is what we're doing. But that's not what you're doing here. You're making a suggestion. I think it strikes a nice middle ground, Michelle.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's nice in there. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, it doesn't sound bossy to me. So guys, the structure is I say we, right? X,
yeah.
right? And usually it's a base verb. So like, mm-hmm. you know, I say we eat dinner at 7, you okay. know, something like that.
I say we eat dinner at 7. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Another one I thought of was aim for, yes. right? Which we, you know, we maybe we didn't use in the beginning of the episode. Didn't. I don't know why I said that. but like you could say something like, I say we aim for, you can put them together. I say we aim for 60 new clients by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Or you could say, let's aim for 60 new clients by the end of the year. So these right. are all different ways to just sort of talk about goals and intentions, things you want to achieve.
Right. Mm-hmm. Plans. Right, right, right. So let's give a couple other examples of how this might show up. So here we go.
Okay.
Should we eat at that new place today or our spot?
I say we try something new.
Good idea.
Yeah. I mean, especially here because you're asking me for my opinion, right? So mm-hmm. this is an obvious time to use this.
Right.
Right. But it doesn't right. just have to be limited to when you're asked for your opinion. Right.
No, right. You can just start off with something. So like in this next example, Lindsay, mm-hmm. go ahead.
We have to be there at 8. So I say we leave at 7.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's good. I think as you like the older you get, the more you get ideas about life and you want to assert your opinion more often because maybe you've done something the wrong way once before. You know, mm-hmm. like you went to a picnic and you forgot to pack XYZ something. So you want to correct that mistake, right?
Right. You're learning from experience.
Especially
exactly.
as a mother. I would imagine as a mother, Michelle, you're saying this more and more because with your son, maybe you made some mistakes and now you're trying not to repeat those, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And getting out the door is a huge event, especially now with 2. Every morning. Oh my gosh, you should see. if you could only see.
How much time in advance do you get ready? When do you like, okay, if you know you have to leave at 9, what time are you getting ready?
I mean, you have to like, well, like for example, this morning, so I knew I was recording with you. So like, right. I started getting nervous about like what time we were leaving because sometimes we can leave late. And then he only likes to go to school like when his friend is, both ride their scooters to school. And so like, he'll say, oh, I don't want to go to school. And then I said, well, but your friend is going. And he said, oh, like as if we don't do that every single morning. But like, then he'll say like, oh, I want to eat my breakfast. I'm like, well, you have to get dressed. You know, it's just like a whole,
yeah,
a whole mess. So and then the baby. So it's a whole
so you're probably using a lot of, like what maybe with your husband or something you're using mm-hmm. a lot of hey I say this I say that because you've learned these things right
so mm-hmm. to like make these like because you have to like anticipate a lot of problems like you have to like I have to anticipate like my son doesn't take a nap but if we're gonna be in the car at like 5 p.m. driving home mm-hmm. from something, guess what's going to happen? He's going to fall asleep in the car and then he's not going to be in bed until like 10 p.m. You know, oh, so we might be use this to anticipate something like, oh, I say we leave early so that he doesn't right. fall, you know, like so that he doesn't go to sleep too late. Things like that.
Interesting.
There's a lot yeah, of this is.
Yeah, I bet a lot of our listeners who are parents can totally empathize with you here. They know what you're talking about, you know, and this is how language is built around our experience. You know, we shape our right. language based on what we've learned. So I love that. Well, can we use this, exactly. Michelle, at the workplace, would you say?
I think so. I mean, mm-hmm. like, I don't know if you would say it necessarily to a superior, mm-hmm. like to your mm-hmm. boss, if you would say like, oh, I say we do this, but it's not, I don't think it's bad. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think sometimes, you know, managers want to hear your opinion. The That's point true. Is, do you just say that and insist on that? Then you're impossible to work with. It's more like you're right. throwing out an idea. It's a little stronger than throwing out an idea. It's asserting an opinion as long as it's based on some data, mm-hmm. not just mm-hmm. what you feel like doing because it's easy for you. As long as it's based on data you've learned at work of what actually works, then that should be received well by your manager. Right.
True. Yeah. Yeah. And then you can sound confident with that. Right. I think. Yeah. There's a distinction there, like you mentioned about.
Yeah,
how you
exactly.
Would use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think it's Oh,
whoops. Michelle, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I think it's great just for giving an opinion or suggesting something.
Yes.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay. Let's keep going, Michelle. Let's keep going.
Okay. So again, guys, it's I say blank, right? I say we blank. So like now, like I feel like it's usually we. Like I don't feel like I feel like it's not off. Like I wouldn't say like I say I. Well, no, that's not true. If I'm making a plan, I could say like I say I pick up the cake at 6 and you go get the, you know, the party hats at 7 and then we meet back here. So it's possible. I take that back.
Yeah, that's just kind of you explaining what should happen, right?
Right. So you could say like, I say she goes to dinner at 5 with your parents and then we pick her up after.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it's a lot of times for like making plans like, oh, I say we, but it could be either.
Yeah. So let's show our listeners how it's done in a role play and then we'll go back and we'll break it down a little bit more. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, so here, you and I are working on a school project. Here we go. Okay, so when do you think you'll be done with the slides?
Thursday? Do you like the blue or the pink slides?
I say we use pink because it pops more.
Well, that's true.
Where should we put the poll?
I say we put it towards the end to really shock the audience. Then we can ask for questions after.
Nice. All right. So we had twice we used this in here, right? Because in both cases, the person was asking for an opinion, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right, right. Yes. That's really a key here. So if somebody is asking you your opinion about like what should be done, give this a try. So like, I said, do you like the blue or the pink slides? And you said, I say we use pink.
Right. It pops more. And what does that mean? It pops more. That's a fun bonus.
Oh, yeah,
bonus.
That's fun. It's brighter. It stands out.
Yes. You know, a good example of something that pops is hopefully our podcast cover art, right?
That's what I was thinking.
It's bright yellow. Yeah, you can't miss it.
Yes. Yellow really pops. It's like, you know, stands out. So, I mean, you could have said, when I said, do you like the blue or the pinks? You could have said, I like the pinks, or I think we should use pink. I feel like this is shorter, right?
I say we use, save some time, you mean?
It's actually shorter to say. You could have said, like when I said, do you like blue or pink? You could have just said pink because it pops more, but
right.
All of those are our good options.
All good options.
They're different.
Yeah. The point of the show, guys, is to give you vocabulary options. You can choose depending on how it feels, the situation, who you're talking to, where you are. But now you have options. That's the key. And then you said, I said, where should we put the poll? And you said again,
I say we put it towards the end to really shock the audience.
Yes. I like it again. And it's a firm, you know, again, there's something admirable, especially at work, I think, though, you know, to go back to that work conversation. This is business English, guys, because, again, your coworkers want to know that you have an opinion. The worst thing is when someone doesn't have an opinion on something. That means that they haven't necessarily been paying attention to what works, what has worked before. Let's say for marketing, for example. Right. So you should have an opinion. And it's OK if people say, oh, no, that's not going to work but at least you gave something to your coworkers in terms of an idea.
True. Right. I like that. Yeah. I like this kind of, you know, confident way of sharing your opinion, but not overly. I mean, certainly if you said it like, I say we do this.
But
that changes it.
But I think just by the nature of the phrase, it's not like that. There's something about it that's friendly, but assertive at the same time. So it's a really nice way of saying what you want, being assertive, but not bossy, I think. Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm. Right. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think you summed it up perfectly, Lindsay.
Love it. So good. So guys, don't forget to hit follow on this podcast and then Go over and find Business English from All Ears English. We publish 3 days a week over there. We've got tons of hand-curated episodes just for your business English challenges. Because, Michelle, we know that business English is a key part for career success for our listeners. So to be able to pull out those episodes just focused on business is huge, don't you think?
I totally agree, guys. Definitely listen to the Business English podcast. And it's also, you know, it's the same kind of format, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's fun to listen to, like, mm-hmm. It's just focusing on business. So I think you'll really like it.
Right. It's you and me on the mic, as always, all the good stuff. You know, there's no reason why we have to be boring when we're talking about business. Business can still be fun because business is human beings, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
So good. Good.
This was great.
Michelle. All right. I'll talk to you soon. You have a good day.
Bye, Lindsay. You too.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.